Okay, so how to present your content attractively. So there's, in content presentation components, there's a few different components to it. So website, you need a blog post, publishing, video publishing, podcast publishing, infographics, the PDFs, all of those. All right, so let's start with the website and how to do it attractively. First is a clean website design. High value images, clean looking fonts, and attractive sign up forms. And also, it's really, really, really important to have bright, clean, not dark, darkly lit. It needs to be easy to read as well. So a clean design, something like this, just very clean. It gives people two options. They know exactly what's going on. High value 3D looking images, beautiful, clean fonts that are modern. Even there, I would say the handcrafted brands and websites could be updated a little bit. Attractive sign-up forms, stuff that pops off the page and makes it easy for people to sign up. How to create attractive websites. So you can do this with OptimizePress, ClickFunnels, Lead Pages. You can do it on WordPress, autoresponders. You can use Aweber for sign-up forms, ActiveCampaign, those kind of things. Images, you can use Shutterstock, Pixabay. A new one that just came up is Pexels, P-E-X-E-L-S, which is totally free to use, both images and videos. Okay, so blog post publishing. So a few things about this. You need a clean blog design, you need high-value images, clean-looking fonts, attractive sign-up forms. These are really important to the blog post publishing. The clean design, just very straightforward. Make it look easy, make it look clean, don't overclutter things, okay? Make it look beautiful and clean, that's the big word. High value images, so bright images that give a specific call to action, those are great. Have clean fonts, right? Make it look modern and new, not old and lumpy, okay? So put some effort into this stuff. Okay, so attractive signup forms. If you have, let's say, an email list or something that they can opt into, be sure to have that on there with a little headline and caption. Attractive blogs can easily be made with OptimizePress, Aweber. These are your main tools that you're going to want to use there. In terms of video publishing, so screen share software, microphone, camera, presentation slides, video hosting, video graphics, image graphics, those kind of things. With video publishing, these are kind of your important tools. So with presentation slides, just make sure they look beautiful. Have a little background image that's subtle. With the video hosting, you can use Wistia or YouTube. Graphics like this that take someone, this is Dave, and he's unhappy, and now it's hard to figure out how to get traffic to his website, that kind of stuff. So use these kind of graphics. And you can also use image graphics as the thumbnail. So on the very first kind of thing when they come up to your screen, if it looks like something like this, it looks amazing. It looks stunning, right? So how to create attractive videos. Use Camtasia, Screen-O-Matic, or Loom. You can use Keynote, PowerPoint, Google Slides. A Blue Yeti USB microphone is best. Canon, Panasonic, use any of this equipment. Free video hosting is YouTube. You can use Wistia or Vimeo for a little higher quality. For graphics, you can use Photoshop, Canva, or just outsource it. And you can also outsource video graphics as well. I highly recommend doing that. For podcast publishing, there's a few different things that you're going to need. A media hosting service, podcast directory, cover art, microphone, headphone, recording and editing software, music file resource, and podcast website. When it comes to the directories, you can use iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher. Those are the main ones, and obviously over time that'll change, but right now those are the main ones. So then a podcast website. So you need a little website where people can get there, figure out who you are, see you, that kind of stuff. Podcast, the cover art. You just need that little square, you know, when you go onto podcast, the little square photo that kind of says, here's what the podcast is. Then the recommended kind of equipment or software, again, Blue Yeti is a great USB microphone. You can use the Audio Technica ATH headphone, Libsyn, Podbean, Buzzsprout, Blueberry, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher for the directory, cover art, We covered that recording and editing software, Adobe Audition or Audacity. For the music file research resource, Incompetech, Jamendo, Audioblocks, all are good. And then for the website, just use WordPress or OptimizePress. Those are both great. So for the PDF publishing, so for the cover design, internal design, and the mind map software, for the cover design, just make sure it looks beautiful. Bright colors, make sure it has plenty of graphics on it, and that's really going to help it'll pop off the page to people. When it looks quality, people perceive it as quality, right? So all of these look very, very good, and they're 3D covers. You can have those made on Fiverr or elsewhere. And then the internal design needs to look amazing. And again, you can hire somebody else to do all of that for you. So the mind map, again, you want to have little bright colored bubbles, make it easier to read. You can even, some of this could be done a little bit better and have a little bit brighter font. Even in the orange blobs, you could maybe make that a white font. It would just look a little bit better. How to create attractive PDFs. So reports, templates, cheat sheets, and mind maps. The PDF cover design, you can use Photoshop or you can outsource it or Canva or whatever. PDF internal design, you can outsource again. And the mind map software, bubble.us, Xmind, Wise Mapping, Mind Mapper, all of those will work. And finally, the infographics. So complete infographics design incorporating images, text, and data. Again, you want to have bright colors. You want to start at a macro level and get down to the micro level quick. So you can hire designers from Dribbble, Behance, Upwork, Fiverr, and Dribbble and Behance are usually the best because they have the highest quality designers. So I would start there.